This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers, along with Brett Tannehill. This past Saturday, we celebrated Earth Day, and in honor of that, we'll present Martina Kokin's essay entitled, Give Thanks to Earth.
One of my favorite things to do in the summer is to stroll through farmers' markets. My home state of Wisconsin has some of the biggest farm markets in the United States. In fact, a lot of them are intergenerational, family-owned mega stores. They not only have soup to nuts, they have fresh-picked cherries, newly cut flowers, and all sorts of delicious apples. While my sister picked out the apples of the day, I wandered to the rack with sundry magnets and souvenirs. Some round coasters caught my eye. No, wait. They were porcelain car cup holder stones designed to absorb any drink set on these holders. Wow, I didn't know I needed one of these. So I picked one off the rack to read how it works. And when I did, unluckily, the one behind fell on the cement floor. Luckily, it was wrapped in a clear plastic baggie because this cute little cup holder coaster broke into about 20 pieces. With all eyes trained on me, I picked it up off the floor. I'm sure everyone felt sorry for my bad luck, or thought I was cracked up when I started laughing, because what was stamped on my very own cracked up coaster were the words, Give Thanks. I guess the universe wanted to get my attention. As I meandered around the rest of the store, I started thinking about how this round stone was so much like our earth, mistreated, broken, how we do not appreciate and give thanks for all the special gifts earth provides, like our home, our livelihood, our food. Where would we be without Mother Earth? She can get along without us, but we can't get along without her. For me, I am going to do better and show more appreciation for Mother Nature and, for that matter, the universe. When I saw my sister in the checkout aisle, I joined her with my broken Give Thanks souvenir. She raised an eyebrow as I laid it on the counter. I explained to the clerk that I had dropped it on the floor. She said, "I'm sorry. That will be $4.95. Do you want me to throw it away?" I said no. I think I'm going to keep it as a reminder that even in this broken world, especially on this broken earth, I need to appreciate and to give thanks. I was still chuckling when I got in the car. My sister said, "I would think you would be upset." I said no. No, I am giving thanks that the universe lesson only cost me $4.95.
Sundial contributor Martina Kokin of Elkmont, Alabama, considers herself one of the luckiest people on earth. She has 7 grandchildren and plenty of time to ride her horses. Martina has spent a number of years volunteering for Camp Bluebird, a retreat for adult cancer patients, and treasures what she gains from that experience. You can hear Martina's story again or hear any of the past Sundial stories and poetry by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And be sure to tune in next Monday morning at 9 when we will present another new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.